We are joined right now by a safety with the Buffalo Bills. He is a two-time All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler. He was a fifth-round pick out of Iowa back in 2013. Set career highs with five interceptions and a couple of fumble recoveries last season. The Buffalo Bills open up against the defending champs, the Rams, Thursday, September 8th at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Micah Hyde is my guest. Micah, I know it's been an extremely challenging week. It's nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Mike, in fact, it's been a horrific week in the sense that an 18-year-old gunman opened fire in that Buffalo supermarket, killing 10 people and wounding three others. Like, I'm not even really sure how to begin this other than to ask, again, how are you and how would you describe the mood around town and in the facility?
Well, yeah, we all heard the news over the weekend. I can honestly say I'm still shocked. Like, I don't know. Like, you kind of just feel helpless. Like, there's nothing. Like, you just feel like there's nothing you can do. And I was just so shocked to hear, just what happened in downtown Buffalo. You know, we live in Orchard Park, 15 minutes away. And, you know, for something like that to happen is just, it's shocking and super sad. And you can't even really put it into words. And just the community, around Buffalo and where we live, same thing, just shocked. And, but those people in Buffalo are resilient. We were able to have the softball game the next day. We were kind of, debating on doing it just because how heavy everybody's heart was. And, it just didn't feel right going out there and smiling and having fun. But at the end of the day, we knew, getting the community together and doing just that, ease up the feelings for a couple hours. And it's just still shocked of what's going on around Buffalo.
Micah Hyde is joining us. Mike, I want to talk to you about that softball game, and far be it for you or I to try to make sense of this, but and to your point, it hasn't even fully sunk in yet, but how do we begin to wrap our heads around something so senseless and such utter disregard for life?
Well, I think a lot of people, including myself, I can't even put myself in the shoes of, somebody that would do something like that. Just so much hate, so much anger coming from, one individual. And I honestly can't understand it. Being able to, like I said, the next day, wake up, I had family there, all the the fans, teammates, coaches, sponsors, we just wanted to be together and just show love to the community. Imagine Future Foundation, we do a lot of great things for the youth, showing love to the youth, the community of Buffalo. And, we just wanted to be there for each other. And if you were there, you could feel the energy in that stadium. It felt good to be out and putting a smile on people's faces because we were all out there, having fun and getting the crowd into it and do that type of stuff. But we all knew, that it was going to be heavy hearts at the beginning and also at the end, just kind of coming back to reality and understanding, what went down the day before.
Micah Hyde, my guest. Mike, I understand that you had to think about that. Like, is this the right thing to do? Should we go on with the softball game? I'm so glad, and I was not there, but I'm so glad that you did. And I wanted to ask you about the energy because the fact of the matter is your foundation has been very, very active. And when you started this, maybe you started with 1,500, 2,000 people at those games, which was a great thing. But you had 10,000 people at that ballpark to support the foundation for everybody to come together. So, no, I wasn't there, but what was the energy like?
Well, you said 10,000, ended up being the final count was 11,300. And that is that's insane, to even think about. We did this a couple of years ago. COVID stopped it for a few years, and it was 1,500, maybe 2,000 people there. And then this year our sponsors did an amazing job with the help of the Bisons and also the people in the organization for the Bills, just getting the word out there and, the players being involved and, taking the time out of their weekend to come to, on a Sunday and participate in the game, coaches bringing the families out. So the energy in the building was just, it was amazing, man. It was cool to see everybody rally together. A lot of the proceeds are going to the victims, but then also for the youth and the community. That's what the original, idea of the softball game was for, generating money for the youth in Western New York. So just seeing everybody come together and smile on their faces, just showing love. I was speechless. You know, I was talking to the crowd a few times, and you know, almost got to the point of tearing up just because of you know what everybody was kind of feeling in the building, and the energy was fun, and obviously it was a beautiful day in Buffalo. I think that was the best week of the year, the nicest week of the year, you know, as far as weather. So everybody was, you know, out there in t-shirts, shorts, having a good time. Obviously, you know, the Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia rallies around them. They always want to be a part of the Buffalo Bills. And then anytime you got, you know, Josh Allen out there smacking bombs and, you know, guys enjoying some drinks, you know, that's a recipe for a good time.
Well, that's the truth, right? So glad you guys did that. And no surprise that he won Home Run Derby yet again. Micah Hyde joining us. You know, it's kind of cliche and trite, but it does put things in its proper perspective. When you look back, Micah, the way the season ended, obviously that loss to Kansas City in overtime was gut-wrenching. I'm curious, how did you personally process that? In other words, how long did that stay with you before you ultimately began to convert that to fuel, motivation, and getting ready for this year?
It's always going to stay with you just because anytime you get into the playoffs and you lose, you know, you understand how close you are from winning it. You know, we felt like we had a good team, you know, a great team that had an opportunity of winning it, but we just didn't. You know, it came down to the end of the game, and that's where you got to execute. So it never really goes away, but I'm the type of guy that I don't really like to take, you know, too much time off. You know, I heard at a young age from a coach, you know, don't get out of shape. So you don't got to try to get back in shape because that's the worst thing ever. So, and I agree with that. I agree with that statement. So I try to just, you know, get as soon as I get back out to San Diego after the season, try to get back working out again. And, you know, I'm definitely not over that loss. You know, all the losses I've had throughout that last, you know, 9 years, never really get over them. But you learn to kind of keep pushing and, you know, add some fuel to the fire and keep going. You know, hammering away.
You know, Michael, you said we felt like we had a really good team, and you did, obviously. You had a really good team. Time will tell, but looking at what this team did in free agency, looking at what the organization did in the draft, do you feel like what was a really good team might be an even better team this season?
Oh, for sure. You know, I think that a lot of guys in the locker room have faith and have trust in what Bean and Sean are doing. You know, I was able to, you know, start this whole process with them back in 2017, and every move that they made has been calculated. So you definitely understand that. But at the end of the day, you know, whatever guys you have on the team, you know, it doesn't really matter until you go out there and start playing games. You know, this obviously the preseason rankings, all that stuff comes out every year, and you know, some teams are, you know, have high expectations, some people have low expectations. And I think around Buffalo, the last, you know, majority of the years I've been there, it's been low expectations. We've been exceeding them, and now we got high expectations. So I think that, you know, we just got to go out there and play the games, take it week by week, and not really worry about what the media is saying. We know we understand we do have a good football team. You know, that was evident last year. We added some pieces this year from what Bean was able to do in the draft. And, you know, we just got to go out there and play these games, play our game, and you know, it's going to be a process. You're going to get hit in the mouth, you know, some weeks. You're not going to go undefeated. I think it's safe to say we're not going to go undefeated. And I think as long as we have that mindset that just keep getting better each and every week, then, you know, hopefully come February, we're playing in the big game.
We're talking to Micah Hyde for another moment or so. One of the pieces they added, Von Miller. What was your reaction to Von Miller coming aboard, and how do you like that fit in the locker room and in the scheme?
Love it. Love it. You know, I think that's a piece we've been trying to add for the last couple of years. You know, obviously a guy that is well known around this league, made a lot of money and just, you know, getting after the quarterback. And so, you know, as a DB, you know, I can't wait to step on the football field with him. But definitely a piece we've been trying to get for a while, and it's good to see him in the red, white, and blue just to, you know, go out there and get after the quarterback.
So one last thought. I know you're going to be fired up for a primetime opener no matter what and no matter who it's against, but is there a little more juice when you get that first crack at the defending champs, the Rams, on a Thursday night?
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, it's you're not going to win a Super Bowl that night, that's for sure. I think we all understand that. You know, like I said, we just got to go out there and, you know, start a training camp, even a start, you know, like right now, you know, getting the playbook, understanding it that way. It's a process building up to the first game. But, you know, like I just said, you're not going to win the Super Bowl on that opening night. So, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to have fun, do what we do, and try to get a W.
I like it. I like the message. A Buffalo Bills safety, two-time All-Pro, Pro Bowler, coming off a year where he had a career-high 5 interceptions, a couple of fumble recoveries, and the Bills start things off, well, long before then, but they open up against the Rams. Micah, again, I know it's been a really challenging week. So glad you went through with the softball game. It was amazing to see, and really good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you, Jim. Anytime, buddy.
Appreciate you, too, Micah, very much. Micah Hyde, and I know the Mafia does. I know the Bills Mafia and the Bills organization appreciate him greatly.